Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Glad to have you with me. I'm filling in. And I wouldn't lie to you about that. I'd lie to you about something. No, I really wouldn't. Glad to have you with me. If you want to participate in the program, simply text anything, your comments, pithy comments, serious comments, unserious comments, questions, whatever, to 33103, 33103. We're having a few technical difficulties with it today, but we'll get it fixed, I promise. Technical difficulties. You can also go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, and there people ask, where can I get the podcast? You can get it there. You can also, if you whatever your podcast app is, type in the full name of the show, The Weekend with Michael Brown, and it should populate there. So, because I've tried it myself on my podcast app, and when I type in search for The Weekend with Michael Brown, it's amazing. Boom, there it is. When a group of engineers, now this is a story I want to tell you about how sometimes, you know, I've made the comment before that this country's committing national suicide. And while that's, I mean, suicide is a horrible, horrible thing. I think nations can do it too. And I think we're doing it to ourselves. In this story about battery technology, I want you to stop and just think about battery technology for a second. I believe that one of the things that really prevents the marketplace from getting us to renewable energy, where we have some sort of way, we could do it tomorrow with nuclear energy, if we would just start building more nuclear plants around the country, we could produce all the electricity we need for the rest of civilization. But for some reason, we don't want to do that. It's the greenest of energy possible. And we even have ways to use the radioactive waste to produce more energy. When you don't let the marketplace make a natural transition to something that's more efficient, that is more productive, and that is a cheaper and better mousetrap, when you don't let the marketplace do that, but you have the government come in and throw a bunch of money at something and try to force the marketplace to do something, because here's what's happening. Yes, right now, some private capital. Now, I want you to think about how businesses work. I'm falling into an economics and business lesson here, but it really is important to the story. And that is to understand that private capital. Now, you may think that you don't, well, Michael, what does private capital have to me? I'm not invested in any sort of, I don't have any investments in any sort of companies or anything. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. You just don't know it. Are you a government employee? A teacher? Then you have some sort of pension plan. In Colorado, we call it PARA, the Public Employees Retirement Association. They invest the contributions that teachers make into mutual funds to companies that they're looking for a return on their investment so they can grow, which in Colorado they're seriously failing to do, so that they can have a return on investment to pay out the defined benefit that that teacher retirement program pays to those teachers. So if you're a government employee of almost any sort, yes, you are active in the marketplace. You have investments in the marketplace. If you work for a company and they have a 401k, you are invested in the marketplace. If you have an individual retirement account, unless you just keep your money in a cash account and all you have are Benjamins in a cash account, but if you take your IRA, and whether you have a financial advisor or a financial planner or somebody direct that IRA for you, if you're doing that, then I guarantee you that you're involved in the market. You are part of the private capital that invests in new technologies, or for that matter, even old technologies or existing technologies, because they have a growth. They have a growth factor that your financial planner or your 401k advisor or whomever it might be thinks that's going to return enough on your investment that you're going to make some money on it, and that is also growing, which means that that money then gets put to use. To a certain degree, if you have money in a savings account at a bank or a credit union, that money just doesn't sit there. If credit union X or bank Y has $10 million on deposits in CDs or on deposit in some sort of savings account, they don't have that $10 million in the bank. In fact, if everybody went to that credit union or that bank and they all wanted the total of the $10 million out, there'd be a rush on that a run on that bank. The bank wouldn't have the money. Do you know what the bank does with that money? The bank invests that money where they think they're going to get a return. So even if you just have a savings account at a credit union or a bank, you're part of the private capital group that I'm talking about. So we all have a vested interest in this. Private capital looks for either existing or new technologies that they think are going to do a couple of things. Grow. Increase the value of whatever they invested. If they invested $100, they hope to grow that to $200, or maybe $110 at today's rate. But they want it to grow. What do the people that get that private capital, what do they do with it? Well, they invest in what they think is going to be the next big thing. Whether that's a bigger, better mousetrap, or it's new battery technology, or it's electric vehicles, whatever it might be. And that money, which seeks the most efficient and effective return on that money, is what gets us from point A to point B in the advancement of technology or the advancement of almost anything. But when the government does it, there's no incentive. No incentive whatsoever. You want proof of that? Look at the amount of money that during the Obama administration that we as taxpayers plowed into solar energy. Most of those solar companies ended up going bankrupt. Do you know why? There was no incentive for them to be good stewards of that money. That was government money. They knew they could just walk away. But private money? I would say it's almost like the mob, but only in this sense. I invest my money into a company. I expect that company to be a good steward of that money and to make the best use of that money to build that better, smarter, more efficient mousetrap. I don't expect them just to waste it on salaries or on private planes, whatever. I want them to return a value to me, a return on my investment, ROI, return on investment. That's what private capital does. And almost every American, whether they want to believe it or not, is somehow involved in that. So let's go back to the battery thing and green energy and this whole topic of national suicide. 10 years ago, in a little warehouse in a town that I'm going to bastardize the pronunciation. Mukilteo? Does anybody know this? In Washington State? M-U-K-I-L-T-E-O. Mukilteo. A group of engineers and researchers were working in a warehouse. They knew they were onto something big. They had, remember, this is a warehouse. So they scrounged up tables and chairs. They cleaned out space in the parking lot for experiments, and they got to work. And they were building a battery. A battery. And I'm going to bastardize this too, vanadium, V-A-N-A-D-I-U-M, vanadium redox flow battery. That is a battery that's based on a design that was created by a couple of dozen scientists at a government lab. It could have been DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, which does kind of experimental work on new technologies. The batteries that these guys developed and that they were working on in this warehouse was about the size of your refrigerator. But it held enough power to electrify a house. And that same battery could be used for decades. So here's what the engineers thought they had. Here's what the engineers really did have. The engineers thought they had an idea where people could take these batteries, put them down next to their air conditioners, attach solar panels to them, and everyone would live happily ever after off the grid. Chris Howard, who was one of the engineers, this was a company called Una Energy, he says, we were seeing it functioning as designed, as expected. Imagine if we could, the thing that has prevented us from really capitalizing on wind and solar, because what's the problem with wind and solar? It's not always windy. The sun doesn't always, well, the sun always shines, but we don't always collect those sun rays because, well, sometimes it's cloudy. Sometimes it rains. Sometimes it's dark. Huh, imagine that. So what has prevented us from maximizing and truly being able to utilize this so-called green energy of wind and solar is the fact that we can't store it. But these guys had a solution, a real solution, a battery the size of a refrigerator. Now, you can, you know, the design people could go to work and make it look really cool. And you're right, you could put it outside your house next to the air conditioner compressor, and you'd have this battery that you'd attach solar panels to, and it could store and hold enough energy that you could go off the grid, and even if you had a week long of storms and no sun, you could store enough power in that battery to power your entire home. So, I shouldn't laugh here because I want to cry. So what happened to these guys? Huh? Do you know? Does anybody know what happened to them? Why didn't they commercialize that and start selling it? And why don't we have, all of us have right now, these refrigerator-sized batteries next to our homes, and we all go off the grid? Instead, the batteries became the next great American success story. It did not. It did not become the next American great success story. I'll tell you why next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text me, whatever you want to text me, to 33103, 33103. I know, I haven't been able to read all of them because we got a technical difficulty. You can go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, follow me on social media, listen to the podcast, whatever you want to do, stream us live there. I'll tell you why this didn't turn out to be a success story. Coming up next.
Now, I'm one of the lucky 25% of Americans with more than $500 in savings right now. But I had a real problem. I was getting hit by people wanting to sell me shiny new investments I didn't understand. ETFs or coins that were going to the moon. I'm a bit old-fashioned. I like my feet on the ground and my investments. When I spoke to the team at Noble Gold, they didn't boast that anything was going into orbit. They told me that my money would do better than inflation. And with precious metals or a gold IRA, I would actually get real gold and not a certificate. That sounds more like it, huh? If you've been thinking of precious metals, Noble Gold has just won the top pick for IRA providers out of 18 in the Consumer Affairs rankings. And they're giving away a beautiful 1/10 ounce gold American Eagle coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. This gift is for qualified IRA rollovers only. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Don't miss the Intermountain Fair, September 1st through the 5th at the Fairgrounds on A Street in MacArthur. It's Carnival Lights and Country Nights, featuring exhibits, booths, live music, food, and fun for the whole family. Exhibits open at 10 a.m. with a carnival opening at noon. Daily admission is $6 and pre-sale wristbands are $15. Kids 5 and under get in free. On opening day, Thursday, September 1st, admission is free. Friday the 2nd is senior day where seniors 60 and older get in free, and you can enjoy the enduro racing starting at 7. On Saturday the 3rd, enjoy livestock shows and live music. Saturday night is the main event featuring recording artist Cameron Marlowe live in concert at the Bob Thompson Arena. Sunday, September 4th is Kids Day. Children 12 and under get in free. And there will be a parade and live music along with the Destruction Derby starting at 7. On Labor Day, Monday, September 5th, admission is free. And we'll feature the Junior Livestock Buyer's Breakfast starting at 7 a.m., followed by the Junior Livestock Auction. The fair closes at 3. It's the Intermountain Fair, September 1st through the 5th on A Street in MacArthur. KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Tickets for Axiom Repertory Theater's summer season are on sale now, starting with Neil Simon's hilarious Chapter 2, July 15th through August 26th, followed by the aggressively outrageous musical hit Ruthless, July 22nd through August 25th, and finally, Roe, a timely look at the landmark 1973 case Roe v. Wade, running August 5th through the 27th. Don't miss Axiom Repertory Theater's outstanding summer season. Get your tickets now at the box office, 2613 Bocelli Lane, or online at axreptheater.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Thanks for joining the program. We're talking about one of the most frustrating stories I think I've ever come across. And I've come across a lot of frustrating stories. Because it's a classic example of how we just shoot ourselves in the foot. And we do it, I don't know whether it's political correctness, I don't know why we do it. But we somehow feel like that we have to take whatever we invent or do and give it away. We got to stop it. Just stop it. So we're talking about this group out of Muckleto, Muckleteo, whatever it is, Washington. This is a 10-year-old story, because they were doing this 10 years ago. Can you imagine how much they've advanced, would have advanced in the 10 years since this story first broke? What they had done, they had built a battery, a vanadium redox flow battery. It's based on a design that was created by, I think, from DARPA, two scientists in a government lab. The battery's about the size of a fridge. They held enough power, energy, to power a house. And that battery could be used for decades. Not, I didn't say decade, decades. Multiple of 10 years. And these engineers knew they had that aha moment. Because as one of the engineers who worked on it said, it was beyond the promise. We were seeing it functioning as designed, as expected. If you could have a battery that would store enough energy to power a home and to keep enough energy in that battery for enough time that if you didn't have any wind or you didn't have any sunlight, there was enough energy stored in that battery to get you through a couple of weeks or even longer. And, of course, as battery technology continues to improve, this battery may have been able at some point to store enough energy for an entire month. So if you live in, I know it's stereotyping, but if you lived in Seattle, where the sun never shines, then, you know, you might be willing to do this. So you had a great success story here. Something that shows how private capital, private engineers, working on the idea of building the next big thing that will make them bazillionaires and completely upend how we power our homes, lost. We were seeing it functioning as designed and as expected. But that's not what happened. Instead of the batteries becoming the next great American success story, that warehouse in Washington is shuttered and empty. All the employees who worked there lost their jobs, and more than 5,200 miles away, a Chinese company is hard at work making those batteries in Dalian, China. I know what you're thinking. The Chinese stole the technology. You would be wrong. The technology was given to them by the Department of Energy. First, it was given to them back in 2017, just a mere 5 years ago, as part of a sublicense. And then later in 2021, as part of an entire license transfer. Now, you've heard me talk about the cabal, which is this unholy alliance between the dominant media, the ruling elite, and the tech giants. Guess who broke this story? Huh. I'll have to give credit where credit is due. But I'm not going to do that until after this. I want you to guess who broke and put out this story. That's coming up next. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. If you want to text the show, 33103. Go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, and I will be right back.
Hi, I'm Dan Cuneo, CEO of Lexicon. So you went to law school, passed the bar, and joined a firm, or even built your own. Now, are you finding out that you went through all that just to wind up doing more administrative work than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal software and technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, HR, billing, client intake, and more. So you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Lexicon allows you to manage your entire practice from anywhere on one comprehensive platform. Retaining clients and managing cases is what you do, but Lexicon makes it easy to manage them in one place. Increase efficiencies, bill more hours, and focus on doing what you do best, practicing law. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more. Sign up before Labor Day to receive free implementation and training. lexiconservices.com/go.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
Here. The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
It is The Weekend with Michael Brown. Hope everyone is having a good weekend. I appreciate you following and listening on the program. You can text. You can join the show by texting to 33103, 33103. And the texts are sporadically coming in. There's some technical glitch, but we're going to work on it. I've already contacted technical support. I'm going to see what technical support has to say. But we're talking about this battery technology, which just fascinates me. And it irritates me, too. Who would have thought battery technology would be so fascinating? If we could solve the storage of electricity, because when you think about electricity itself and how much electricity that we lose just in the way that electricity works, wind and solar provide. This is according to one of my listeners. I call him Agent Jet A. Wind and solar provide an average of only 11% of our electrical needs. And when power from those sources is available, it is always brought online as part of the base load. Once you exceed that 11%, any additional demand must be met by burning more coal or natural gas. So in the context of a story that we were talking about electric school buses, when you add electric school buses to the demand, means you're going to burn more fossil fuels. And 55% of the energy content in a pound of coal or cubic foot of natural gas ever actually makes it to the electrical wall outlet because of transmission losses and stack. I'm not an electrician, and I'm certainly not an engineer, and damn proud of it. But even I understand that when power is generated at point A, that by the time it passes through all those gigantic transmission lines that you see, finally gets to a substation somewhere, and then from that substation somewhere, maybe either underground or above ground, goes across the poles and eventually makes it to your outlet where you plug something in, half of that energy has been lost. Half of that energy has been lost. So now imagine a battery technology that even with that loss in transmission, which you would actually reduce because you would have the solar panels on the battery outside your home, and of course you'd probably have a backup too, hooked up to the grid just in case. But think of how that technology would change the whole concept of renewable green energy. Battery technology is the key. Is the key if you want to use wind or solar. Battery technology is the key if you want to have an electric vehicle so that you can actually get from point A to point B without having to stop and charge your car for 8 hours or even. Who wants to even. How many times do you stop at a gas station on your trip to grandma's house and you stop at a gas station and you spend an hour or two? I don't want to spend the 5 minutes that it takes me at the gas station. I'm one of those a-holes that gets in the car and I want to get from point A to point B in as short a time as possible. Isn't that the point of driving, to get from point A to point B? Yeah. So battery technology, that's why this story is so important. So the Chinese company didn't steal the technology. It was given to them. The Department of Energy first gave them a sub-license, meaning the Department of Energy held the license. Now, I suppose that's because these engineers originally came up with it. It's also why this company should have, the company that was doing it in Washington State, should have bought out the Department of Energy, but that might be difficult to do. And then in 2021, they transferred the entire technology, our government did, to the Chinese Communist Party. Oh, but Michael! No, they transferred the technology to a Chinese company. Yes, as I said, to the Chinese Communist Party. Because whatever company you're running in China has, as part of its management structure, a member of the Chinese Communist Party. That's how it works. But to get back to the tease about who's reporting this, National Public Radio and the Northwest News Network, the Northwest News Network, actually doing some investigative reporting, they found the federal agency allowed the technology and the jobs to move overseas that violated the Department of Energy's own licensing rules, while failing to intervene on behalf of the U.S. workers in multiple instances. This is what I mean by national suicide. Now, I know this is, you know, the first time I heard of this story was when I was doing show prep, and I come across the story, and I'm like, oh, this can't be true. You know, and it's NPR. So I start digging through it, and it's true. Now China has forged ahead because they've been investing millions of dollars into cutting-edge green technology that was supposed to help keep us and our economy on the top of the world. The Department of Energy, when NPR called them and said, hey, we're doing this story about this battery technology, and we have some, you know, I can hear it in Valley Girl language right now, and we have some questions, and we'd like to know, like, what'd you do here, and why did you give them this technology? They refused a request for an interview. Of course they did. But they issued a written statement. Isn't that the way it always works? So somebody that's actually practicing journalism here, the NPR, which I know comes as a shocker to me, maybe to you too. Can we ask you some questions? No, but we'll issue a statement. You want to listen to the statement? Be prepared to spew out your coffee or to puke, either one, or both. The Department of Energy takes America's manufacturing obligations within its contracts extremely seriously. If the Department of Energy determines that a contractor who owns a Department of Energy-funded patent or downstream licensee is in violation of its U.S. manufacturing obligations, the Department of Energy will explore all legal remedies. Can I dissect that? Can I reinterpret that out of bureaucraties into the plain English language? We can't be held responsible for what we do. And so we're going to tell you, we're going to lie to you and tell you that if we determine that somebody who's working for us does something wrong, that's in violation of our rules, well, we didn't say we would take legal action. We didn't say that we would sue. We didn't say that we would even sue ourselves or even slap ourselves, you know, give ourselves a spanking. No, we said we will explore all legal remedies. In other words, they won't do a damn thing. Now, they are conducting an internal review, but too late, sweetheart, too late. This is technology that was made from taxpayer dollars. It was invented in a national lab. A private company took that government-created technology, as often the case, not always, but often the case, where they'll take a government technology because the government doesn't have the wherewithal to commercialize something that it might discover. So it discovers something, and it licenses out to some company, a bunch of venture capitalists, a bunch of hedge fund managers, those evil hedge fund managers, and they put together a company and say, okay, let's throw some money at this, and let's see if we can make it work. And they were making this work. They were making it work. One of the owners of the company, a woman by the name of Joanne Skovansky, the CFO, has been trying to get the license back for more than a year. And she called the department's decision to allow Chinese manufacturing mind-boggling. She says, this is technology made from taxpayer dollars. It was invented in a national lab, and now it's deployed in China, and it's held in China. To say it's frustrating, well, that's an understatement. This is the national suicide that I'm talking about. And it's being, the trigger's being pulled on the gun to the head of American innovation and American technology. The gun that's going to blow that technology and that innovation's brains out is our own government. Am I angry? Sure. Frustrated? Damn right. The question then becomes, what's anybody going to do anything about it? Have you heard about congressional hearings? Have you heard about anybody from the Department of Energy being fired over this? Have you heard about any sort of litigation to try to get it back from China, which I know may be impossible, but nonetheless, let's sue their asses and make them work for it, right? Or how about this? They steal from us. Let's steal it back from them. Yeah, I just suggested that. They stole it. Well, they didn't really steal it from us. We gave it to them. How about we just, since you steal other stuff from us, you damn communists, we're going to steal it back. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. You can text me whatever you want to do. If you want to join the program, just text 33103, 33103. And if I haven't responded today, it's because it's just not working quite well. But I got tech support on it. Man, I got those Chinese tech people working on it right now. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Now, I'm one of the lucky 25% of Americans with more than $500 in savings right now. But I had a real problem. I was getting hit by people wanting to sell me shiny new investments I didn't understand. ETFs or coins that were going to the moon. I'm a bit old-fashioned. I like my feet on the ground and my investments. When I spoke to the team at Noble Gold, they didn't boast that anything was going into orbit. They told me that my money would do better than inflation, and with precious metals or a gold IRA, I would actually get real gold and not a certificate. That sounds more like it, huh? If you've been thinking of precious metals, Noble Gold has just won the top pick for IRA providers out of 18 in the Consumer Affairs rankings. And they're giving away a beautiful 1/10th ounce gold American Eagle coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. This gift is for qualified IRA rollovers only. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
We'll be right back.
Hey, you're listening to Weekend with Michael Brown. What's wrong with you? No, seriously, thanks for listening. Whether you're streaming live, you're listening in the podcast, whatever you're doing, I appreciate you listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. You can always, throughout the week, if you're listening on a podcast later, you can always text me, 33103, 33103. You can always text me, and you can always leave a comment about anything, suggestions, comments, whatever you want to do. And you can always go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. Follow me on social media there. You can follow the Facebook page. You can follow me on Twitter. You can follow on Instagram, all of those. And I want to, every week at some time during the show, just kind of throw at you a potpourri of just a big boiling pot of dumbassery. Because that's really kind of what the world, that's what's going on in the world right now. So the House has voted to pass the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022. So it will take effect when President Biden wakes up from his nap and signs it. So give it about 24 hours after that, and then gas prices will drop back down to where they were a couple of years ago, so you'll be paying less than $2 a gallon for gas, or maybe $2.25 or something. And the prices at the grocery store will immediately start dropping. Inflation will go away, and when Biden says that, in fact, there was zero inflation, well, then we will know that that is actually true.
In July,
let me back her up. I wanted to hear everything.
We learned that last month our economy had 0% inflation.
Now, she's wrong, but after they sign this bill, she'll be right. She just spoke too soon. Don't jump all over her. She just spoke too soon. Now, Speaker Pelosi was out after the signing of the bill, and you just don't understand how powerful, I mean powerful, this legislation is. I know it's called the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022, but it does so much more than that. Are you ready? Ladies and gentlemen, the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
How can they vote against the planet? Mother Earth. Mother Earth gets angry from time to time, and this legislation will help us address all of that.
Oh, Mother Earth occasionally gets angry. You know, like a big honking thunderstorm or a tornado or a flood or a hurricane. Sometimes there's a heat wave. Sometimes there's a drought. But according to the Speaker of the House...
How can they vote against the planet?
How can you vote against the planet? You see, if you voted against this bill, the Republicans who voted against this bill, they're voting against the planet.
Planet. Mother Earth. Mother Earth gets angry from time to time, and this legislation will help us address all of that.
So,
how can they vote
against
the planet?
No.
Mother
no.
Earth. Mother Earth gets angry from time to time, and this legislation will help us address all of that.
Yeah. See, this is an amazing piece of legislation. It's going to solve all of those things. Isn't that fantastic? This one I just leave to your own devices. We go back to the Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris. This is where I've listened to it. I don't know what it means. Maybe you do.
So when we talk about equality, well, that's a good goal. But let us not presume that because everyone should be treated equal, that they start out on equal footing. So equity, as a concept, says, recognize that everyone has the same capacity, but in order for them to have equal opportunity to reach that capacity, what we must pay attention to this issue of equity if we are to expect and allow people to compete on equal footing.
Hmm? Wait a minute. We're all born with equal capacity, but we need equity to make sure that we get equal capacity.
That everyone has the same capacity, but in order for them to have equal opportunity to reach that capacity.
But wait a minute. If we're all born with equal capacity, why do I need legislation that's going to help me reach equal capacity? Because we all have equal capacity. This is the insanity that goes inside Washington, D.C. And this is also the insanity, in my opinion, of equity. I think we're all born equal, and we all have certain God-given talents, and some people have more talents than other people do. And, you know, I certainly, there are people that have a lot more talent than I do. I got a little tiny, tiny little vial of it over here. I got to keep it hidden. But capacity? And we need legislation so that everybody can reach their equal capacity? I don't know. I just give up. I don't know what it means. Here's something, though, that I do understand. I do understand that when it comes to the way things are going in the country right now,
Americans are fed up that according to...
I should just stop right there. No reason to go any further. Americans are just fed up.
Americans are fed up that according to a new poll, that is according to a new Fox News poll, it finds 75% of American voters are unhappy with the direction of this country. And large majorities say the economy is bad and that they see no sign of a recovery.
Well, they have yet to see the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022 and its effects. As I say, you wait till Joe Biden wakes up from his nap and he signs it, and then give it about 24 hours to all kick in, and Mother Nature will take a nap. Mother Nature will settle down. We'll all achieve all of our equity, and people will be completely satisfied. Everybody will be completely satisfied. You just got to give it some time. That's all you need. Just time. Time. You know, the craziness that goes on, at some point we have to realize that it's doing real harm. It is truly doing real harm. We're raising a generation that doesn't understand that it takes, you know, intestinal fortitude and it takes, you know, hard work to do things. We've reached a point in the economy where we don't know what is up and what is down. We have a president telling us that even though we had 8.6% inflation, that we really had 0% inflation. We keep being told all of these things, and here's what should concern you the most. Is not that the president says that, because he's just kind of old and getting a little senile. But what should really concern you is people actually believe it. Thanks for tuning in to The Weekend with Michael Brown. I'll talk to you again next weekend. Have a safe and happy week.
Hi, I'm Dan Cuneo, CEO of Lexicon. So you went to law school, passed the bar, and joined a firm, or even built your own. Now, are you finding out that you went through all that just to wind up doing more administrative work than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal software and technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, HR, billing, client intake, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Lexicon allows you to manage your entire practice from anywhere on one comprehensive platform. Retaining clients and managing cases is what you do, but Lexicon makes it easy to manage them in one place. Increase efficiencies, bill more hours, and focus on doing what you do best, practicing law. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more. Sign up before Labor Day to receive free implementation and training. LexiconServices.com/go.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians, so you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.